Welcome to Report to the Principal's Office, Chats and Snacks with me, Miss Gross, a Davison Avenue Intermediate School podcast featuring the awesome students and staff of the Malvern School District. Enjoy. Welcome to our very first episode of Report to the Principal's Office. I am so excited to share this new virtual adventure with you all. And I am here today with Judge, a fourth grader at Davison Avenue. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning. How was your day?
My day is great. I'm just so happy to be sitting here with you. And let's let everyone know that today we are snacking on...
Chocolate-covered raisins.
Delicious. Do you like chocolate-covered raisins?
Mm-hmm.
I like them too. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Judge?
I've been in Davis, in the Malvern District for more since kindergarten.
And now you're a fourth grader.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your teachers?
Miss Cole and Miss Bellotto.
And what's your favorite thing about being in that class?
We have tickets, and every time, like every Friday, they pick a ticket. And if you get their ticket, you get to pick a prize from the prize box.
That's awesome. Did you get to pick a prize yet?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What'd you pick?
I picked this blue piggy bank.
That's great. So this is a really unusual school year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, recording a podcast, wearing our masks. What has been the most difficult thing, or what do you miss the most from pre-COVID times?
I lost two of my family members.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Judge. Who did you lose in your life?
I lost my aunt and my great-grandma.
That's pretty sad, and that's a lot for a fourth grader to handle. I'm sure that there's a lot of listeners that are relating to that kind of loss. It's been a really hard year.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to ask you about celebrations or milestones, because a year has passed, and I'm sure there's also some great things that you want to share. Anything exciting happened in your life in the past year?
I had my baby sister.
A baby sister born?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about her. What's her name?
Zara.
Oh, what's the best activity that you do with Zara?
A game called Duck Face.
What's Duck Face?
I squeeze her lips into a duck face. And then she smiles when I finish. And then I do a duck face, and then she starts smiling again.
I'm just giggling thinking about what that looks like. Does she love it?
Uh-huh.
She's pretty lucky to have a big brother like you.
Thank you.
So this was an unusually difficult year. What are your hopes and dreams for next year for going into fifth grade?
So that we can stop the fighting from on the news, and that we could have our masks off. Because the masks are just so annoying to wear.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But after a while, I get used to it. What about you? Do you get used to it after a while?
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that in the winter, it's a little easier, especially during dismissal and recess time. Kind of mm-hmm. keeps my face warm.
Yeah.
Is there a message you want to give out to all of the listeners listening to our very first podcast?
The message is, if you just hope enough, because I've always wanted a baby sister. So if you hope enough, maybe it might come true.
Oh, what a great message. Just hope and dream big. Okay, so before we go, Judge, I need to laugh a little bit. Should we laugh together?
Yes.
Do you have any jokes for me?
Yes, I do.
All right, hit me.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thermos.
Thermos who?
There must be a way to tickle your funny bone.
That was great. Judge, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Will you visit again soon?
Yes, I will.
Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for joining us at Report to the Principal's Office.